Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
The Franchise Geeks present Social Geek Radio. Hello, geeks. I'm Jack Munson, your social media consigliere. Today's episode is being brought to you by Social Joey, the better software company, and the 2019 IFE. Be a part of the event franchisors call completely different from any other show. The International Franchise Expo has been connecting franchise brands with prospective franchisees, master licensees, and multi-unit owners for over 25 years. Meet qualified attendees not only from the tri-state area, but from every state and over 80 countries who are serious about opening a franchise. Visit ifeinfo.com or for more information, email info@ifeinfo.com. And we look forward to seeing all of you at the IFE May 30th through June 1st at the Javits Center in New York City. Okay, before then, we've got a lot of marketing to talk about, a lot of branding to talk about, and maybe a little cannabis to talk about, as well as some other areas of massive growth with today's guest, Dino H. Carter. Dino is the owner and chief strategist of D-Branding, a Los Angeles-based brand consultancy, and he joins us right now on Social Geek Radio. Welcome, Dino.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You've got a very, very interesting story in your background. Let's start with that before we get into some branding trends. What's your story?
I'm fortunate enough to have had an amazing life. I lived and worked in three continents. I was born in Israel. Most of my life was between Tel Aviv and London, England. I did a lot of PR. I did PR for Levi's. I did merchandising and licensing for Viacom MTV back in the days. When SpongeBob SquarePants was the biggest brand in the world. we're talking about, you know, the days before smartphones and influencers and all that. I was fortunate enough to be part of the high-tech and the dot-com bubble before, during, and after the burst of the bubble. So I have more than 20 years in marketing in so many facets. And so I really like understanding and communicating how people think, behave, and what makes them reach into their pocket and pay for something.
Very well put. And now you've got an agency called D-Branding. You're based in Los Angeles. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. Based in Hollywood, California.
Nice.
And yeah, and it's funny. Early 2000s, I was in Israel. I was launching the French luxury rolling paper, OCB. And that was like more than 10 years ago. And now I'm here in California. And I work again with the cannabis industry. I do consultancy and branding from actually really hourly consultancy to full-on branding and marketing. The idea is that I take what I know and passionate about branding and a lot of branding elements and implement them into business consultancy and marketing consultancy. This makes business growth much faster and healthier. In branding, you cannot cut corner and you have to be real and deliver. So when you don't cut corner, you're authentic and you deliver, everything happens really, really fast and positively.
I love that. Now, how long have you been working in the cannabis industry? Because I'm guessing that's changed drastically just in the past few years, at least in this country.
Oh, it's unbelievable to be to witness this growth and change in the industry. And you know, everyone says our industry is different, but the cannabis industry is really different, and it actually changes every month. It's crazy. I've been in this industry for 3 and something years. And it's really different than when I worked with this industry 15 years ago. And I witnessed this growth and in a way, the change. And we need to understand that industry and society are affecting each other. And the change is not only with the industry and the law, it's with society as well. Think about it. Gen Zs, which is the best generation since my generation, Gen X.
Mm-hmm. I'll agree with you on that.
And right? and I love this generation. I've been waiting for this generation for so long. And they will be in 2020, they will account for 40% of consumers in the United States. And they are living in a world where cannabis is legal. The whole concept of cannabis is totally different than our generation, our parents' generation, our grandparents' generation. And Generation Alpha, who are the babies now, they are born to a completely different world.
Is that what we're calling the next generation after Z? We're going back to Alpha?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I love that. That's perfect. We're back to the beginning. And I also love that you said Generation Z could be the greatest generation. I totally agree. Millennials, listen up. Your time is over and we are over you. We've moved on to Generation Z. But it's really true that these kids in Generation Z, they're not going to be kids very much longer. They're now growing up in a place, depending upon where they live in this country, where cannabis is legal. And it's gone from when you started marketing in this industry just a few years ago, being, you know, still sort of in the alternative areas of marketing. It's mainstream now in most parts of the country or several parts of the country. It's completely mainstream. So tell me what it's like to market a product like that now, or actually, I think you're marketing the entire industry yourself. You're kind of lifting the industry, not just a particular piece of it. Is that right?
Yeah. I gotta say that I work with all sorts of businesses and entrepreneurs in this business, in this industry. And it's very interesting. The whole indoor industry is huge. And there are tons of very, very, very smart and knowledgeable people in the cannabis industry. And again, the change is rapid. The only thing I can try and say it was, you know, the only industry that was kind of the same was the dot-com, the high-tech industry. Yeah. But again, it wasn't that fast. Things didn't happen that fast. One of the challenge and a trend that we see now in the cannabis industry is mergers and acquisitions.
Tell me more about that.
Is it
entrepreneurs starting a brand or a company and then they're getting gobbled up by somebody who's already there, or what does that look like?
So it's really interesting. And I wrote an article about that like last year or a year ago about the fact that corporate America and the suits are getting into this once outlaw industry, shorts and flip-flops industry.
Yeah.
And this, of course, happened really, really quick. At the end of 2017, I already said to people in my industry, in this industry, that things are going to change, and they need to understand that when corporate America gets in, these people are business savvy. They know what needs to be done. They understand marketing. They understand that the product, nobody really cares about your product. This is an industry with people that are very, very product oriented instead of customer oriented.
Mm-hmm.
Because I grow the best. This is the best. This product is the best. Nobody cares about that. The consumer, you need to change your thought. And once corporate America started getting in, it really happened super fast. And instead of, it's not even federally legal yet.
Right.
And already we're in M&A. So, and this happens with big companies that merge or acquire smaller companies to build portfolios. Portfolio is so important in this industry for growth and IPOs right now. And this brings me to another trend and a challenge in the industry, which is that there's no novelty anymore.
Hmm.
This happened really, really quick. In 2018, there was still something cool, new, exciting about this whole industry, about this whole cannabis, CBD, hemp, weed. Now, it's just like any other thing. I mean, wow, you grow it. You grow in home. Wow. You grow it your own place. It's just like any, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, so what? Oh, you're selling CBD. So this market is saturated and fragmented as hell. And it's very hard to market and to see growth in this market.
Are you working on specific brands and trying to raise them up sort of above the noise or what I guess we used to refer to as the novelty of it, to really make a brand of CBD or cannabis or whatever other product to make that, you know, sort of the Nike of the industry or, you know, the Apple of that industry? Is that a goal or are we not quite there yet?
I don't refer it to as cannabis or the X of the industry anymore. I see that as part of other industries, for instance, pharma or health. And yes, the goal is to make it, for me, the goal is to make this brand well known and super well known in the health and wellness industry.
Interesting. So you're really positioning everything as part of health and wellness, not as a separate sector.
Exactly. And not, you know, not all products are consumable. Some products are B2B in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that B2B and B2C, I see that the principles of branding and marketing and sales as the same for B2B and B2C.
I totally agree. I totally agree. When, you know, we've had so many people look at B2B as a completely different universe, and it's not. You're still connecting with a person, whether they're, you know, on the B2B side and they're making a decision for their organization or they're a consumer. It's still marketing to a person.
Exactly. Exactly. You just nailed it. Last week, some woman that I actually been trying, you know, to warm up and get her business. She's in real estate. And then I sent her some article and in the headline, it says B2C. And she said, you know, we're B2B. B2C has nothing to do with us. Have a great day.
Yeah. She and was I'm insulted. Like, she was, okay. She was insulted that, you know, you thought she was part of the consumer marketing people, right?
Yeah, totally. And of course I had a great day, just like she asked me to. But the thing is that you're not selling or making an offer to a building. There is a person, a human being with feelings that makes the decision to buy or use your product. So the principles are the same. Now, if we're going back to cannabis, a lot of the marketing field in this industry and a lot of the perspective of it is still on cannabis.
Yeah.
And this is a mistake. I mean, if you look at Holland, one of the things that happened then is that the locals stopped smoking.
Really?
And it's a tourist. It's a tourist thing.
Ah, okay. Okay, that makes sense. So to them, it's really just a business. It's not even entertainment. It's something that they sell to the people who come in from the United States.
Yeah, not only from the United States, but yeah, you see that this it's good that I lived in Europe as well, because for me it wasn't any news. Mm-hmm. And it's like they know if you sit at a coffee shop, they know that you're a tourist.
Right. I guess now, it's almost like Las Vegas. If you're hanging out in the casinos on the strip, you're probably not from Las Vegas. That's unless you're working there.
Yeah. That's totally that. You know, it's funny that you're mentioning Las Vegas. I just read a really cool article on thedrum.com with Lilian Tomovich, Chief Marketing and Experience Officer in MGM Resorts. And they had a huge shift in marketing, which, by the way, happens at the moment with a lot of big brands and big companies. And she says something really, really interesting that I love. We are in the people business.
Yes. Love that.
They're not in the money industry. They're not in the
gambling
business. They're in the people business. And this is something that is so important. One of the, I was working on a cannabis industry, a totally medical, great product. And I was working on a booklet, like an experience booklet for them.
Uh-huh.
And they came with ideas and wants, and you know how CEOs are, and they want something. And I said, okay, all this cannabis thing that you have going on in this booklet, I want it out. You're not selling cannabis. You're not selling getting high. You're not selling anything. You're selling good, healthy life. You're selling the solution to your pain. So everything that's cannabis oriented and some stuff, which is images or text, I threw out. And only when I, because, you know, I'm always about find what you really sell.
Mm-hmm.
You don't sell a product, you don't sell a service.
And right.
It's something that I do with all my clients. One of the first thing is to find what you really sell. And people usually don't know what they sell. And only when I show them to them and explain to them that they sell a solution for pain, they sell better life. They totally understood, and they're in the business for years. And that's the first time they understood that they're not selling cannabis. There's no need for the cannabis leaf on it.
Very well said.
And this is a shift that needs to happen to a lot of people in this industry. The there's a really big difference that I see between this industry and the dot-com industry. Back in the days, the amount of meetings that I had and people that I met back then in the dot-com days is staggering. And all sorts of, from some guy that works at his mama's basement to lavish hotels and restaurants meeting that
right.
I don't want to even start to talk about. All of them, you always heard, we need a CEO. Who's going to be our CEO? In any potential investors meeting, so who's going to be your CEO? And this guy will be our CEO. The first money goes to the CEO paycheck. And in the cannabis industry, you don't hear it.
Really? Why?
And again,
is that?
I'm not talking about corporate America.
Right. Right.
Because they know what needs to be done.
Okay.
And the first thing that they do when they acquire a company is to put a CEO there. Because there's so much ego in the cannabis industry and some kind of green rush, wild, wild west thing and feeling that I can do it. We don't need a CEO. You need more than a CEO, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them don't get it.
Let's talk a little bit about what's next on your plate. Any new projects or big things of interest or events coming our way that you're working on right now?
There's an event. I just had an event here in LA with a small masterclass of professionals, just a few, a handful. And it was like, you know, sitting with dad and learning everything he knows. And I just went through each and every one of their businesses as case studies. And it was an amazing masterclass. And I think I'm going to do another one. And something very exciting for me is a new client I recently started working with. And those guys, it's a digital marketing and SEO company. Which is strange that they go to a brand expert or a marketing guy because they're in marketing.
Right. Well, but they may not be in branding. So, and I've worked with many marketing people who are very terrible at their own marketing. So I think that's a good idea that they came to you.
Exactly. Exactly. they knew that something is not right. And they called me and, they say, listen, something is not right. We can't answer a few questions that are really, really important. And recently we started and I just love what I do. It's so exciting to find those new things and take people to a totally different, new and exciting direction in find differentiation in this world of digital marketing. Is, you know, it's great. And
yeah.
We're gonna work a lot and it's going to be a great marketing campaign.
Excellent. Glad to hear that. We're going to come back and wrap up in just a moment. But first, a message that this portion of Social Geek is being brought to you by the Better Software Company. The Better Software Company has everything you need to take control of franchise operations with a software solution that does it all. Control your brand, support your franchisees, track leads, and take your sales and customer service to the next level with a CRM designed specifically for franchises. The Better Software Company believes that building franchise success means making it easy for franchisees to be successful. Learn more today at thebettersoftwarecompany.com. Today's guest is Dino H. Carter. Dino, where could people connect with you if they've got more questions on branding or any of the wide array of topics we covered today? Where can we send those folks?
Well, you can either find me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Dino H. Carter. I have tons of daily tips and information Sometimes I get angry with my videos, but just because something gets me really, really upset. But then you see that people actually like it because someone is just saying the truth. And of course, on my on The Branding website, which is TheBrandingLA.com.
Excellent. We will have links to all of those places at socialgeekradio.com. And I look forward to seeing some of those angry videos, Dino.
Of course, of course. And thanks for having me. It was really a delight.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us, and good night, everybody.